He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Man, it's good to hear your voice, my dear. What's going on? What's cooking? Where are you anyway?
I'm in beautiful New Westminster, British Columbia.
You're in the recording
studio
with Len today, aren't
you? Yes, I am. Len and I had a nice morning. This morning we cut up some pineapple, we had some nice fresh coffee, and some really good dates. Nice mushy, mushy dates from Iran. They're absolutely delicious. But you have to know, the reason that I bought them was because they have a muscle man on them that's called Mr. Power. And he's got two dumbbells in his hands. And I thought, oh, Corey would like these.
Oh, cool.
High energy, low fat dates. So that was my breakfast this morning.
Yeah, there's something wonderful about dates and those soft, mushy ones,
oh,
man. They're absolutely delicious. Well, who doesn't like those, huh?
Well, Len's not crazy about dates, right? He doesn't really, really like them. So I made him try one, and I said, now this is a good date. Even though you don't like it, it's a good date. So now he knows what a good date is now.
Yeah, there you go. And who better than you to steer him in the right direction?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, so I'm in Loveland, Colorado, and just loving it, and we'll talk about our tour coming up. But for now, dear, what's cooking?
Well, what's cooking is summertime barbecues, and I have just thought of this idea about putting a pesto sauce in any type of patty. You can have, like, chicken burger or turkey burger or buffalo burger, lean meat burger, even a fish burger if you wanted, but adding a pesto sauce to it, really, really simple and easy, and it tastes fantastic. I know because I've tried it all week long. But the pesto sauce is very simple to make. You get some really fresh basil, which is absolutely, the aroma of the fresh basil is just so fresh and delightful. So you just have fresh basil, pine nuts, olive oil, garlic and Parmesan cheese. You blend it all together in a blender or in a food processor, and away you go. Now, I do have this. It's on the Vista Mag online, V-I-S-T-A, that you can see this recipe for this next 2 months. But I call them pesto patties. And you just then you just add your ground beef. 1 cup of pesto sauce, I would say, to 1 pound of meat, whichever kind of meat that you choose, and roll it up into a patty or roll it up into a meatball. And then you can just put it in the oven if you like for 20 minutes at 350 degrees. And the patties, you can have them in a burger or you can have them, they're just on their own. You can have them cold. You can have them hot. You can take them to a picnic. They're fantastic. And they're really, everybody will like them. They come out really moist. Ruby and I have been enjoying them, by the way.
Well, I can't see why not. The pesto sauce now, that's homemade, and you've got a recipe for that, don't you?
Yes, I do. And it'll be in the Vista magazine. So VistaMagOnline.com.
Right. And I know that it's loaded with garlic. And I also know that, again, instead of going to the store and buying the commercial type of pesto, you know, there's all kinds of excess salt in anything that we buy that's bottled. There's going to be sugar, chemicals. Most people think that the label is exact, but there's all kinds of chemicals that the industry is allowed and permitted to use that are not even listed on the label that are in this product, right?
You're absolutely right. I was floored about that I didn't realize that was what was going on.
Well, we take so much for granted, but that's why I like you to cook, and because we have control over what's going in, and you don't always need a lot of weird stuff.
And you know, the pesto sauce is really easy to make. It's like hummus. It's just so easy to make. And you know, if you were to buy hummus in the store, it's really expensive. And when you buy the pesto sauce, you get those teeny weeny little jars, really expensive. So, you know, make your own, and then you know exactly what you've got in it, what you're putting into your body. Makes a world of difference. It really, really does.
Well, again, the recipe's natural, wholesome, and it adds to the value. So I could see you mixing this in with a nice buffalo, for example,
mm-hmm,
low fat,
mm-hmm,
and then not overcooking that meat. That's a big one. And if you bake it, you know, that lower temperature is going to have less damage because protein's denatured. And then the barbecue, some people are concerned about the effects of barbecuing. And, you know, I think that if you don't overcook and you tend to eat your meat, and of course if it's leaner, it would take less time to cook. But adding this stuff in with the garlic and the basil, you know, the basil's got some anti-inflammatory properties. I remember your article, you know, proofreading it, it talked about how it has this substance called eugenol, which sort of interferes with this whole prostaglandin family production and actually acts like an anti-inflammatory. And the pine nuts have certain acids in them which have enormous value. So mixing this in with the burger is actually going to enhance the nutritive value of the burger.
And you hit the nail on the head. Don't overcook. Remember that your meat continues to cook even when you take it off the barbecue or out of the oven. It will continue to cook until you slice it. So if you slice it, then it's not going to cook anymore, but it does continue to cook. So if you like your meat rare or medium rare, get it off the barbie. Do not overcook it.
Right. And remember that the quality of the meat, we are what we eat, eats.
Right.
So whatever that animal that you're eating, whatever that animal's eating, we now know absolutely that, that cattle, pigs, chicken, if they eat corn, if they eat soy, if they eat legumes and foods that are not part of their genetic compatibility and heritage, they get into trouble. They have problems with their immune systems, and it fouls up the chemistry. It makes it more likely that they're going to be infected and have to use antibiotics. So we feed the animals incorrectly. Then we ourselves feed on that food. And even if it's good, we can be sensitive to some of what's going on up that gene pool towards the human state. So everything that we put in has got to be from nature as clean and whole as possible. And that's the trick, is to use the natural foods to our benefit. So that's good, dear. That's an awesome recipe and
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, and I know it'll go over really big. So, and any kind of barbecue or picnic I go to, I can just make them in a pinch, and then I can just take them with me. And you can have little, I like the meatballs, the little meatballs. People can just pop them in their mouth. But what I like to do, Ruby and I like to do, I have my homemade hummus, and we just dip the little meatballs in the hummus, and oh my gosh, it's just so good. And the night, the beauty of it is, Corey, as you know, it's all homemade. I know exactly what's in it, and it's clean burning. So, you know, clean and lean,
absolutely.
And clean.
You know, and yet, again, eating, we were talking about this last night with a group of friends here in Loveland about how to get lean, and they brought some pork chops on the table, actually fairly lean, and mushrooms, and they had a big bowl of vegetables, and then they had a big bowl of starchy mashed potatoes with milk and butter, and they were peeled. So I didn't touch those.
Ooh, yummy.
I know you'd love it. I know that's soul food. But all the girls were watching me, and I put a lot of veggies on the plate with a nice chunk of that lean pork. Yes, I will eat pork. It's not a staple, but I will have it. That's what they were serving. And you know what? That impact was excellent. I felt great. I was having a few beers. You know, I was hanging out with the musicians, playing some great music, and it was just awesome. So, but people pay attention, and I find that they watch what you eat, and they watch you eat it, and they want to know why, and they look at you. So there is a connection. It's pretty strong.
Well, I know one of my nieces, who's quite a big, she's a big girl, lovely girl though. She actually asked me, a family member actually asked me, you know, what I could do to help her lean out a little bit. So we had went for dinner the night before, and I said, did you see what I ate? We went to a spaghetti factory, and I said, what did I eat? So I ordered a double order of meatballs, and I had a side spinach salad and a red wine, of course. But I said, did you see what I ate? Everybody else is eating pasta with cheese and no meat on it or anything. And I said, she goes, yeah, you had meat with salad. And I said, that's the way you eat, protein and salad. And then they came with this free dessert, ice cream or cake or something. I said, you see, I just bypassed it. My wine would be my dessert, right? So she goes, oh, okay. And then I told her the why. I explained to her a lot of difference about, you know, enzymes, hydrating foods, acid, alkaline. And, you know, she's very intelligent, but she's been to Jenny Craig, LA Fitness, Dr. Bernstein, all these different Weight Watchers, and none of them have been successful for her. Like, she lost, like, right off the bat, and then she couldn't maintain it. And that's why these are trillion-dollar industries, right? Let's keep people heavy. Let's keep people overweight. But I said, they don't tell you the why you're doing this. You know, and I've taken a look. My girlfriend went on Jenny Craig. I don't know why she did this, but I'm glad she did, because I got a chance to analyze some of the foods that she was eating. It's unbelievable. I'd be as big as a bleeding house if I ate like that. And they're all about calories, the Jenny Craig, but all the food that they give you, they don't tell you, they don't break it down and tell you what's in it. And they don't break it down and tell you how many fats, carbs, how much sodium, how much potassium's in it. They don't, or the calorie content. Isn't that amazing? Although the whole thing's about calories.
Well, that's the first red flag, is when there's no ingredient panel, whether it's a multi-level product or a food that you have delivered, if there's no information, if there's no true label that tells you exactly what the composition
and
is.
And for lunch, it was macaroni and cheese, white pasta with cheese. I'm going, Oh my God. She goes, look at this. And then she says, yeah, I know, Tracy. She says, at least she spent $150 for 1 week and they wanted to go on a 10-week program. And I said, well, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I didn't want to
see the profitability because amount of food, whatever it is, it's got to be processed, sterile, dead, with a shelf life of a trillion years. So now the cost of that probably is $5. So it costs them $5 and they charge $150. So you can see the enormous profit.
Yeah.
And basically, you couldn't sustain people on, you know, turkey breast and buffalo and fresh vegetables. You couldn't afford to do that.
Right.
There would be no profit in it. So that's why. That's where the gimmick is. That's where the con is.
Well, I think it's really funny because my girlfriend, she's a bodybuilder, and she just, you know, a little bit of the good life, you know. She's about 20 pounds over, but she knows what to do. She says, it's all white flour and it's white sugar. I said, see, maybe this is good. You needed to do this to really realize what you really do know. She goes, I'm quitting. So that was great. It got her started again because she did slack off a little bit, right? That good life, I'll tell you, slacking off. But anyway, now she's back on track. Her and I are going to the gym tomorrow. I said, just eat salad and protein, man. Just salad and protein and your protein shakes, and you'll be happy. You'll dump that weight. So that was great, you know. And I learned something from her taking these products because I found out a little bit more about what's going on out there, right? Why are these things not successful? And it's not a wonder when you're eating burritos and macaroni and cheese and enchiladas and all this stuff for, you know, lunch and dinner. It just doesn't work. It's dead food, man.
Well, when you know what the real thing is, then you can recognize the counterfeit. It's a lesson I learned a long time ago. So you don't need to spend a huge amount of time studying counterfeits. All you have to do is know what the real thing is, and then you can immediately recognize when it's not. So if you know what the real thing is and that it works and it's reliable and it's based on principles, that's the key.
Right.
And so fantastic, dear. Okay, moving on to our next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Michael Colgan. The infamous Dr. Michael Colgan, absolutely. And he's always got something to say, some new kind of science, the brain, monkeys, essential fatty acids, omega-3s, just really fascinating stuff. Every time I listen to him, my jaw drops.
No doubt about it. And he just hit the big 7-0.
That's right.
So, you know, talk about anti-aging and the reality of whatever it is that he's promoting and teaching. You know, we meet so many people and have, you know, gained so many students because of his work in literature. And those people listening, if you haven't read all of his books, you know, he's got a new one on posture and brain and bone health, and all his books on sport nutrition are a must read. So these are all part of a library that we build up. All of his stuff is, that's his greatest work, is the books and the literature that he puts together.
That's right. That's right. He's a fascinating man, and he certainly has all his faculties about him, that's for sure. And we're going to be seeing him in Salt Spring Island for the Power Program Camp, which is awesome.
That's right. Coming up in late August, we'll be on Salt Spring and teaching with Michael and meeting some new people from different parts of the world, some great athletes, and getting into that wonderful networking. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Dr. Colgan. We always appreciate our anniversary special.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Okay, so let's get to the juice, the meat of the matter. Highway to Health, what is our latest tour update, dear?
Well, for me, I've been spending time in Vancouver, Canada, and I've been doing a lot of hiking. I have my hairdresser, actually, and I are friends. She's Croatian, and boy, I tell you, she boots it up that mountain, but we've had some really fantastic hikes, and the weather's been wonderful, and there's nothing like it, you know, going up in the fresh mountain air, and it's just lovely. I'm really enjoying the hiking and spending time with Ruby and spending time with my girlfriends. So like, because if you were here or if we lived here together, you know, I wouldn't go away for a weekend with my girlfriend's place. You know, I just wouldn't do that. But I've spent some real wonderful quality time with my girlfriends and had a lot of laughs. And it's just been really fascinating. I've just really enjoyed it. My sister was in town. She lives in Cranbrook, which is a small town in the East Kootenays. She was here for a week down in Vancouver, and I spent some time with her. Talked about our childhood, talked about our mom, a lot of aha moments, you know, about being kids. And it was great. I'm just really enjoying this time right now. Not because you're not around or anything like that, but it's something that I probably wouldn't do if you were around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and vice versa. We talked about that, how when we're together, we attract certain people or repel them, and vice versa. So certain opportunities come up, and I can imagine all kinds of opportunities are coming up for you, dear.
Hardy har har.
But, and for me as well. But, you know, here we are, and we've got the technology to keep us together and managing our business, and that's the key, is the communication between people about what's going on, about how you're feeling, and just being real and open and authentic. I think that's the key. And what we've seen in marriages and people that are having struggles and problems is that they just simply don't communicate with each other.
Oh, my goodness. Just lately, I know a couple who've been married for 34 years, and they're separating. 34 years separating. And then I know another couple that have been together for 30 years, and I don't know if I'm going to say this, but anyway, for 23 years of that 30-year marriage, it's been a sexless marriage. And my jaw just about dropped when they told me this, but when not they, she told me this. And I just thought, what are you doing? You know, staying for the security, staying for the house? Like, what are you doing? But, you know, it's everybody else. Everybody's got their own thing. You know, that's their cross that they have to bear. I certainly wouldn't deal with that. You know, you have to be brave in order to move on. But everybody has a comfort zone. And whether that comfort zone is good or bad, it's their comfort zone. And sometimes people, their misery is their comfort zone, and they're comfortable with that. Right?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the key is I saw a quote yesterday, hopefully that the love that we have each other is greater than the need we have. So do I need to be with you for whatever reason, or do I really want to be with you and I enjoy your company and it's a dynamic journey that we're both sharing? You know, the two people come together, they're open and honest, and then they make their lives working together, and they're constantly communicating, and I think that that element seems to erode in the relationships that I see in people. They stop communicating. They drift off, do different things, and they're not sharing their hopes and dreams and values anymore. They're just kind of stuck in the rut, and they get caught up in the monotony of life and or the pressure financially related, paying the mortgage, paying the bills, the work grind, day in and day out. So,
but what about this couple that were married for 34 years? And, you know, it's like they had all these plans together, and all of a sudden they're shattered. So really, it's like you say, there is no such thing as security, right?
No, it's an illusion. It's something that's sold to us by insurance companies and the government and other people who want to try and create a false sense, an illusion of security. Security does not exist. It's a state of mind. We live in an emergent universe that is constantly changing. Nothing stays the same. We ourselves will disappear one day, and everything that we knew and touched and saw and thought was important will be gone. So in the moments of our life, that's where the wellness should be strong. Because in a well state, psychologically, emotionally, mentally, I mean, in your relationships with people, socially speaking, this is so important, the quality.
Yeah.
Never mind focusing on how long you've been doing something as some kind of medal that you hang up on the wall.
Yeah.
Focus on the quality of your life and the quality of the relationships that you have with
right.
people.
Right, that's right. Well, that really struck me home a little bit about all these plans that this couple had in the future, and the husband, he's like, oh my gosh, it's the end of my world. I had all these plans and that I wanted to do, and I just go, oh my gosh, you know, like there is no security, just the now. It's good to have a plan, your life plan, but you know, things change, right?
That's absolutely,
that's a constant, things change.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yep. So embrace the change and don't try and make things stay the same forever, because if you do, you're going to lose that battle. That's a losing battle if you try and fight and resist and oppose. That's like standing up against a giant wave. And speaking of which, you know, I'm in love land and I love it here. I'm back with the Lakeshore Boys, my friends. They have a band, and last night we played into the wee hours of the night, and I saw them create music
cool.
in the recording studio. It was just so incredible.
So this music that they were creating, was this for an album or something like that?
Yeah, they're working on an album. These four guys came together. They don't even have a name for themselves. They're going to form a separate other band. So some of them are from the Lakeshore Boys. There's some new people, but man, it was awesome. The blues and rock and roll and guitar solos, and it was just so incredible. They live in a beautiful spot right across the lake, the big park in front of it. I had the RV there. It was just so awesome.
Now, in Colorado, when we were there, it just seems like that state has a lot of musicians, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people. There was a girl that came by. She's a vocalist in a band, and she was ripping it up, and it was just awesome. But I did leave Alabama, and that was great. I spent some time with Clayton College. We're developing some new courses, the product line. I met my supplier and drove to Atlanta, went to a site there. And I met a really good friend, Michael Brooks, who's a surf teacher and now a student of our course, became a great friend. What a wonderful man he is, and met his wife and his son, Michael, and went up to Aniana and did a seminar with them. And then I met Lamar Davis, who is a master of the Jeet Kung Do, which is the Bruce Lee method, and he's become a partner now. We have another addition, a new addition to our education partners, Hardcore Jeet Kune Do Chinese Kung Fu Association. It's on the site, but he knows everything about the Bruce Lee method, and he teaches it and has an academy. So what a great guy he was, Lamar. Very humble man, really, really tough. I mean, these guys are tough, but graceful, humble, loving, and deep, really, really deep. So I left Alabama, got up on the road, and of course the first stop straight north was Memphis. And man, I discovered Beale Street, where the soul that inspired Elvis Presley. I went to Graceland. That was like a completion for me. I loved Elvis growing up, and I went and I just dug it up. And I went to the mansion, and I saw the grave site, and it was just awesome to go there and to listen and see some of his stuff. What a great guy he was, a very generous man. And
then what happened, Corey?
Well, okay, I went to Beale Street, and I parked the RV, and it was like two blocks away from a police station, and it looked pretty safe, the area. It was by an open field. Went to Beale. It was explosive. There were thousands of people, dug the music. Had a few too many beer, came back to my RV, so I thought, hey, I'll just crash out in the RV. So about 2 in the morning, I feel this rocking, and I look out the window. I don't see anybody, so I go back to bed. At 4 o'clock, wham, bam, this brick comes right through the window, like the passenger window on the side. This guy threw a brick right through the window, scared the living pants right off of me. And, of course, my pants were already off because I sleep naked. So I couldn't really chase the guy down. He thought there was no one in the RV. He was probably going to rob it. But glass was everywhere, and I came out and go, what the heck is going on? So anyway, that was my little adventure in Memphis. And I don't know if I could have prevented that or not, but it's interesting because that led me to an RV place, and I connected with a bunch of really neat people, and they repaired the window. And that was in St. Louis, actually, that I got that done. I went to the Archway, this great, huge arch in St. Louis, and really dug St. Louis. It's a cool city. Then I drove across Kansas, and what a wonderful drive that was. You know, it was just green because it had been raining a lot, and I stopped by this gym in a barn, had a barn Rocky workout style. It was fantastic. The people in Kansas are so friendly. It's unbelievable. So I just find that the people here are very generous and very friendly. I got to Denver, and then I met Greg Damian in Aurora. He took me to his personal trainer, BJ, and what a workout, man. He blitzed me. He destroyed me. It was super intense. It was super setting with a whole variety of exercises, pushing and grinding. And I kid you not, Trace, I was on my knees in the puke zone.
But you know, we talked about it would be the altitude, too. You were up higher.
Yeah, I think the altitude played a role I shifted from low to high.
Right.
But what an intense workout. And I can tell you that there's no gain without this kind of a pain, and it's the acid that builds up inside of you, and that's where the growth hormone is released.
Corey, so, it's time to wind it up, dear.
Yeah. So anyway, getting up to Loveland and here now with some friends and looking forward to get to Calgary and having my 90th birthday with my grandma. It's actually her 90th birthday. And so then getting over to you to see you in Vancouver. So looking forward to that. It's been a great tour, a great trip. Going to spend the summer in BC, and we'll do our next SNU from there.
Sounds good.
So there you go, honey. So
there you go.
One more section, and what you're reading?
Well, we were talking about what you're reading. You wanted me to, you didn't know if this was really a great idea to do this so much because the books that I'm reading are not necessarily about health. You wanted me to find out what's in the news about health and fitness and all that kind of thing. But really, you know, I think it's really important for me to read. I think it's great to get people like a book club or something like that because I never used to read. And just on this trip, the last year and a half, I've read over 20 books, like 400, 700 pages. I read a 300-page book over the weekend, Saturday night. Isn't that great? Now you know what I'm doing. My daughter says, you're old, Mom. I said, no, I'm just really relaxed. So I do think that reading is a wonderful thing. It's great for your vocabulary. It's great for relaxation. It's great for imagination. But this book is called The Almost Moon by Alice Siebold, and it's quite funny because the first sentence, the first line is, when all is said and done, killing my mother came easily. And I'm going, holy smokes, a friend of mine gave me this book. Every book that I have read on this tour, someone has given to me. But anyway, this woman kills her aged mother who has dementia. She also had breast cancer. She also had colon cancer. So the old woman was not doing well at all. The daughter suffocated her. And over the 24 hours, what happened in the 24 hours. That's basically in a nutshell. So it was really an interesting book. I just wanted to get on and find out what happened at the end. That's why I was kind of a little frustrated because I wanted to go faster, but I had to get through the 300 pages before I found out at the end. Anyway, that's my deal.
Good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody out there, important to read, audio listening, study, courses, whatever. Just keep your brain filled with stuff and improve your vocabulary, improve your consciousness and expand it. So, dear, that's fantastic. A great he said, she said. What is your final word?
My final word is by Will Rogers. Common sense ain't so common.